Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The first state equine industry survey in over 35 years is about to get underway. It's a joint effort of the Kentucky Horse Council, UK, and the University of Louisville, and other industry groups. Tim Capps is the director of the equine industry program at U of L's College of Business. He says program students take the requisite business courses like any econ or finance major.
And then they take a minimum of 30 hours of our courses, and our courses are geared toward business. So we have, as an example, we have an equine marketing course, equine finance course, etc.
In the equine education business for some time, Cap says during his work in Maryland, he experienced benefits of this kind of data.
I saw what it did for us in Maryland. I participated in these things in other states. It's always been a very positive thing because it really identifies horses for the first time to people as a part of agriculture and as a part of the economy, locally and statewide.
He says industry cooperation and enthusiasm toward the project is high.
What we're doing now here, we're in the final stages of trying to wrap up the surveys themselves, tweaking questions, adding things.
The National Ag Statistics Service, NAS, will handle data collection logistics. The deadline for individual owners to sign up to participate is this Friday. We'll have contact information in a minute. We'll be right back.
There's only one Kentucky Derby. Only one Mammoth Cave. Only one birthplace of bluegrass music. And only one Kentucky. A place of unmatched experiences and unbridled spirit. A place that's just as unique as it is unforgettable. A place where everything has its own distinctive flavor. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and start planning your next one-of-a-kind Kentucky vacation today.
Any Kentucky horse owner can get involved with the equine survey and is encouraged to do so by getting online at the Horse Council's website. That's KentuckyHorse.org. Just click the survey button and submit contact information to NAS, and you can participate. U of L's Tim Capps says this survey is far more than a snapshot, more like a benchmark of information on the entire equine industry here.
Everything from the breeding aspects of it to the show aspects. There's horse shows in Kentucky every week end of the year. So it's a year-round thing here, as well as racing. So the idea is to get as much information as possible about that, to say, look, this is what the impact is annually, where the jobs are, how it matters in Letcher County versus Fayette County versus Muhlenberg County, you name it.
This Friday is the deadline to register to participate. That Horse Council website again is KentuckyHorse.org. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.